I tried to count this morning how many times we said, "Thy will be done." I think I've got to 6. I might have missed one, though. So we say it a lot. We repeat it a lot in a lot of our prayers with no hesitation. But who prayed before they came to church this morning? I'm getting older, and every day I learn a little bit more. One thing that I've learned here most recently is that God has a plan for all of us. He knows what He's doing. But the question then comes to my mind, and I'm an analytical mind, so I kind of read too much into things too many times. So then I said, well, if He knows what He's doing, do I really trust in His plan? Or am I trying to merge His plan with my plan? Because I know what I want to do. So am I merging our plans, or am I really believing in His plan? Am I trusting in His plan? Like I said, I've had a really educational couple weeks, and I didn't really truly trust in His plan. I didn't let go of what I wanted, what I needed. But before I could truly find God, I had to pray about it. And I asked Him to make His will mine. And then I get to thinking, well, if I'm doing it right, He'll make it easy for me. Right? That's the way it's supposed to be, right? You're doing it right. You're praying. You're coming to church every Sunday. He's going to make it easy. He doesn't say that. He doesn't say that it's always going to be easy. I thought maybe, you know, some of the bad in my life would go away by praying and coming to church. And I went through a lot of the motions a long time. I only needed a little help now and then, fill some gaps in my life, so I prayed about them. You know, I don't want my car to break down. Lord, please, you know, don't let my car break down. You know, my favorite football team, the Packers, are playing today, Lord, and after church, I'm going to pray that, you know, You let them win today because they need one. You know, I got this dog, and I really wish he would stop chewing on everything. Maybe You could fix that. But I wasn't asking for everything. I was just asking for the things that I wanted. I was trying to merge my plan with His plan, and I wasn't letting Him take the lead. And then, here recently, I started to pray, and I asked for a job promotion. Again, I didn't truly trust in His plan. I wanted my plan. I wanted this new job promotion that I was really trying to get. And I knew that if He gave it to me, that I'd be able to serve Him better. From Him giving me this job, I'd be able to give Him better because I'd be able to give more from tithes and offerings because I'd have a little bit more money. It would get me out of a shop that I work at 7 days a week. So, you know, my body is going to heal longer. I'll be able to stay in the church longer. And I really thought that that would work, and you know, my family wouldn't live paycheck to paycheck, but that was my plan. That was what I wanted. I found out recently that I didn't get that job, and I thought long and hard about it, and I realized that that's not His plan. He wants me where I'm at, and it works because I help a lot of friends, a lot of people who can't afford to have things done at a dealership or things like that. I'm able to help them to get through, to make their car work, to go do what they need to do. I was making it sound really good for myself. I wanted to get this job promotion because I could do it all for Him. But He knew. He knew the reasons that I was given when I was praying were just a little filler, trying to fool Him into thinking that I was really working for His plan, but He already knew. I'm reminded of another passage in Jeremiah, and I'm going to read it for you. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And it really speaks hard to me when I start thinking about this, that He knew. He knows. Before I was here, He knew. And He knows me now, and He knows what I'm saying, and He knows how this is going to go over today. And it's really hard for me to grasp that and wrap my mind around that. Just like we heard, when did we forget He was King of the world? He knew. He knows. He set us all into motion. And He will continue to push that motion in the direction that He wants to go. He's in charge. He makes the plans. He's the coach, the teacher, the mentor. And all He asks us to do is give everything away that's here for Him. And it seems like a daunting task to give everything to Him. All your money, your car, your house, everything you could ever want, your ambitions, your goals, all of those things, to give it to Him. And it seems like a real daunting task. But I really don't think that it's as daunting as we make it sound. All you have to do is pray. All He asks you to do is pray in the morning. Lord, Thy will be done today. You know, if you want me to break down on the way to work today, Lord, that's your will. That's what I'm going to do. If you want me to go to work and have a great day and manage my work, Lord, then that's what I'm going to do today. We need to remember that He's going to lead us where He knows we are needed, not where we want to go, not because we want to be there at this particular time, but He's going to put us where we know, where He knows we need to be to gain some knowledge or some experience that in the future will help His will and His plans. I was told something a while ago by somebody who I'm sure must have been a wise person. I can't remember who it was, but the one thing that stuck with me is they said to me, "You're not God, and you're not Jesus. But to someone, somewhere, at some point in time, you're going to be the closest thing to God that they have ever gotten. They're going to ask for something, and you're going to show them the Christian way, and you're going to tell them about Jesus' story and how this is okay because God's got a plan for them, just like He has a plan for you." The closest thing to God this person is going to get. I know He's not speaking about me. I don't know about all y'all. I know He's not speaking about me. But He is. And I thought that for a long time, is that He couldn't have been talking about me because I sin pretty religiously. I don't always serve His will 100%, but we're not supposed to be perfect either. We're just supposed to be doing the best we can to His will. He understands. You always want to serve His will because you don't ever know that place or that time that He's going to need you to do something. You'd be walking down the street and there's a guy on the corner begging, and that guy's not eating for a week, and you give him a dollar and now he's able to go get something from the convenience store, and that's going to allow him to live that much longer. You hold the door for some lady as you walk out. I know that these are things that we're taught at a young age, but you know, maybe she has some kind of disability where she can't hold the door, and you made her day that much better because she didn't have to. She had her hands full. You know, more importantly, the kids. We see kids all the time. We walk around downtown, down the fair, in your own neighborhood, you see kids, and sometimes we don't even wave. I see people do it all the time. I try to wave and smile at everyone, show them that Christian way, so that one day when they ask me, I'm able to give them that story, so that they know at a younger age. I want to give you a little example of how God's will and God's plan worked in my own personal life. So, before my daughter, we lost a child, and he meant for Tegan to be here. But I didn't know that at the time. I know that I lost a child, and it was hard. And to say that I was depressed would be light of the situation. There were many thoughts that there's no point in even being here anymore. But He put somebody in my life at that time that was able to help me through that. And again, I don't know where I'd be right now if that particular person wouldn't have been there on that particular day when I needed him. But he was following God's will, and he was a man of faith. And had he not been there to give me the story that I needed at that time, who knows where I'd be right now? Probably not here. And then we had my daughter, and we had my son, and then we lost another child. And to lose two, I thought for sure God was punishing me for something that I had not done, and I was not understanding. And to say that the first one was bad, the second one was even worse. And again, somebody completely different in my life that I had not known previous was there for me to help me through probably the most difficult time of my life. He puts you where He knows you are needed. Not where you want to be, not because you think you should be there, but where He knows you are needed. To think about now hindsight, I'm in a much better place now, and to think about in hindsight, had they switched or not been there, there's no telling what could have happened to my little family. And to think about that on a grander scale, if we didn't do what He asked us to do and be where He asked us to be, where would the rest of the world be? He puts you where you know you are needed. Not, again, because it will help you or make you better. Though from time to time, it does benefit us. You're at the right place at the right time because God told you to be there and you get a job promotion. Or you're at the right place at the right time and you're able to really see you help somebody all the way through a situation. that benefit. His plan is there for a reason. His will is to be followed, not because we think we should do it today and not tomorrow, but all the time, so that at one point there's going to be that some soul who needs that word at that exact moment in time. And the question is, are you going to be there? Are you following God's will to the T, to that when that soul needs you and they're most accepting of His story at this time, will you be there to give it to Him? Thy will be done. Now I'm up to 6. We're not to give Him half. He doesn't ask for half. He asks for all of it. Give it all to Him. Work for His kingdom and His glory. Make large the name of Jesus. And He will make sure you're taken care of. This I'm realizing. He's not going to make you rich. He's not going to make you famous. But He's going to give you the true core. The love. The fulfillment. Happy. So, here in front of you today, I've not told anybody this to yet. Only 3 people have read this before I spoke it today. And here today, I'm telling you, wholeheartedly, His will be done in my life. I'm going to follow wherever He leads. I have given up today in front of all of you everything that I have. Everything that I want, all of my ambitions and all of my goals. I want Him to take them all from me so that I may be His vessel and live for His plan, His goals, and His glory. I know it's not going to be easy, but again, I don't think it's supposed to be. And I've got another passage I want to read that I've been reading a lot here last week. It's out of Isaiah 58:11. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. I'll be His vessel in those waters. And He's going to make sure that I don't fail. And He's been doing a really good job here lately, making sure that we don't fail. I'm reminded of what Melinda says a lot, to be the hands and feet. And I tried to think of a way to perceive that so that everybody could understand it and everybody could understand exactly what I mean when it's hands and feet. And the only thing I can think of is my grandfather. He had Parkinson's, really bad. His hands shaked all the time. His feet shook all the time. Couldn't get a drink of water. Somebody had to give it to him. Couldn't eat a meal. Somebody had to feed him. And this reminds me a lot, and it's very close to what God's asking us for. He's just asking us to give Him a drink of water, follow His will, to do what He asked us to do. And we're doing some of them, but are we doing all of them? I can tell you I was not. I was not getting Him a full cup of glass of water to His mouth. He was getting half because it was shaky. All He's asking for is us to follow His will. It will be done on earth as it is all He asked us in Matthew. It's all He asked us to pray. That's the way He asked us to pray. Thy will be done. And so I ask, in closing, in my life, I'm going to do it. Starting today in front of all of you, I'm going to give Him everything that I have. Will you join me in giving Him everything that you have? I'm going to start praying in the morning. Help me get to work safely. Manage the load. Do for you. Help me get home safely. Spend some time with my kids and give them a little bit more of your glory. And He will guide me. I know He will. Will you join me in a prayer? Dear Lord, Thy will be done. I thank You for this message, Lord, as I know You truly gave it to me. And these were Your words I spoke this morning, and a lot of my own personal involvement in coming to Your word. And Lord, as an individual, I'm telling You that I'm here today to be Your vessel, henceforth, forevermore. And I pray, Lord, that You reach out and You touch every member in this church and every member in this community and every member with a touch to this church and every member outside of that, so that they know that your will is the way. And you go with us today and pass your word out and make disciples of every person. Lord, I am not going to be a leader, but I will follow you. And I thank you, Lord, this morning for the words and the calm and just ask that you be with the rest of the church as we go through our week. And your will be done in this church this week, Lord.